My name is Martin Warren. I act as a monitor for many of the Explorer sessions now taking place at the laboratory of the Monroe Institute of Applied Sciences. Many who attend the Gateway Voyage program here at the Institute, or those who have listened to our published Explorer tapes, want to know how someone became an Explorer, or how they can become an Explorer. For most people, it requires more than a desire to explore. It often takes months and sometimes even years of practice before an individual can comfortably and consistently achieve the expanded states of consciousness that are necessary for fruitful explorer work in our lab. The following tape excerpts are the results of one person's dedication and commitment to her intent. They help to demonstrate the process of becoming one of our explorers. H.R.L. first attended a Gateway voyage here in Virginia in November of 1984. She was able to spend some extra time here after her Gateway and asked for the opportunity to be the subject in a lab session. She showed promise, and we asked her to go home and practice. In her case, she used a close friend to help monitor her practice sessions at home. She was able to return for another lab session in late January of 1985, and a few minutes into the session, a new voice began to speak. And she's moving on through 19 and 20 and into 21.
Yes, we are now. We are now. We are now into 21, and we are going forward. And we are now in a perception field, and we can go forward.
Yes, very good. Yes, we're here. This new voice continued off and on in a strained, often hard-to-understand manner, but it was clearly attempting to open a channel of communication.
We have to establish a better pattern, I believe. Grace us with time.
Very good. Very good. We will simply wait for the pattern to be worked out. Finally, at the end of the session, a clear message was delivered.
I know that this is a great adjustment for Helen today. And we have been able to achieve this level. However, she is not accustomed to this level, and therefore, it has required much concentration on her part, and she needs further to practice in the level of this consciousness. Do you understand?
Yes, I think you're recommending that she practice getting into this state of consciousness where she is.
This is a most unusual state, and she is not accustomed to this level. However, she is quite capable and must practice daily. And this is something that she should do every day. And she has knowledge of this level. She just needs to practice. She does not always do this. And this is recommended for her. This must be done on a daily basis. Do you understand? We can achieve much with her assistance. She is capable and must have this discipline, and it is recommended that she do this daily, every day. You must instruct her. She is not accustomed to achieving this level, but now I believe she has knowledge of this and must proceed, because we have much to tell you. I know that it is going to take some discipline on her part, but she is willing to dedicate and must receive confirmation of this. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand you quite well, and we will certainly give her that encouragement and instruction and whatever support we can provide for her.
Very well.
And we would look forward then to future contacts with you when she has developed greater ease with and comfort with achieving this condition.
This is so.
I thank you for your help very much, and look forward.
Good day.
Goodbye. A few weeks later, in our fifth session with HRL, the voice was becoming more articulate, but there was still obviously a struggle. The following exchange took place at the end of that session.
We have spent much time in adjustment, but it is only in adjustment that we might achieve that which is of the highest nature. It is important that in our transmutation that it is established of a highest nature. Do you see?
Yes, I understand. That is our desire also. But it would seem that we are more in need of your help in this process than you are of ours, but we will certainly follow any suggestions you have.
I will work with Helen in the days to follow. She can learn, and she can perceive. She is new to this experience, and of course you must be patient with her.
We shall do that.
We shall close for now, if you wish.
Thank you very, very much for appearing, and we will plan to continue attempts for a clear transmission and communication with you in the future. We did not see HRL for almost 6 months after that. During that time interval, she was practicing at home and has told us she was working to release her fears of the energy, that kept seeking to express words through her body. In our sixth session with her, the voice came through again. Are you at Focus 21, would you say? Is there something you would like to say to me?
We wish to say to you, we are glad to be with you again. And further, we wish to attempt to further develop channel. To proceed with our work, which we have come to do. Now, we have before you limitations among us, and those limitations are controlled by other forces that continually are preparing to stabilize oneself.
Yes, we will be patient here. After a few minutes, the voice became more stable. But more important, this entity began a succinct discourse on the Eastern concept of Tao and its relationship to creation, creativity, and consciousness. HRL, it should be noted, has never studied anything about the Tao. Not only was the channel of communication becoming ever more distinct, but the entity even seemed to show a bemused reaction when I asked for a name to identify it.
How you address is not important to us, but we realize important to you, as we have you wish to address us, is that correct?
Yes, only for our own purposes here of wanting to reach you again or talking to ourselves about the message that you have brought. It would help us to distinguish the messages that come from what seem to be other entities beyond the physical world.
You sometimes may refer to us as Chang, and although I may not always be with you, which are others who are anxious to present to you. Now, is this acceptable?
Of course, that's perfectly acceptable. it will be useful to us, even though we understand that it has no real relevance in terms of the reality that as you comprehend it. At some time it may have no relevance for us, but we operate on names, and maybe that's one of our limitations.
We come to you in frequency level, and it's almost important that you receive message. That is all. And I now must request to you to terminate the session so that we may allow Channel to return to physical body.
Very good, and thank you. Thank you very much.
Good day.
Good day to you, Chang. We had a session with HRL the next day, and talking with Chang seemed as natural as talking to an earthly friend, although the subject matter may have been somewhat different. We look forward to increasingly clear communication with this energy source in the future. So, as you've heard, becoming an explorer is not always as simple as it may seem when you hear the audio tapes of an explorer who has practiced on his or her own and in the lab for quite some time. We don't want to discourage anyone out there from attempting it. We just want you to be aware of what can be involved. We also hope that this gives you a better appreciation for all the fine explorers who are so dedicated and give so freely of their time and effort, that we may all have a clearer understanding of humankind and the potential we all have for exploring other forms of reality. My name is Martin Warren. I act as a monitor for many of the Explorer sessions now taking place at the laboratory of the Monroe Institute of Applied Sciences. Many who attend the Gateway Voyage program here at the Institute, or those who have listened to our published Explorer tapes, want to know how someone became an explorer, or how they can become an explorer. For most people, it requires more than a desire to explore. It often takes months and sometimes even years of practice before an individual can comfortably and consistently achieve the expanded states of consciousness that are necessary for fruitful explorer work in our lab. The following tape excerpts are the results of one person's dedication and commitment to her intent. They help to demonstrate the process of becoming one of our explorers. HRL first attended a Gateway voyage here in Virginia in November of 1984. She was able to spend some extra time here after her Gateway and asked for the opportunity to be the subject in a lab session. She showed promise, and we asked her to go home and practice. In her case, she used a close friend to help monitor her practice sessions at home. She was able to return for another lab session in late January of 1985, and a few minutes into the session, a new voice began to speak. As you're moving on through 19 and 20 and into 21.
Yes, we are now. Perception field, and we can go forward.
Yes, very good. Yes, we're here. This new voice continued off and on in a strained, often hard to understand manner. But it was clearly attempting to open a channel of communication.
We have to establish a better pattern, I believe. Grace us with time.
Very good. Very good. We will simply wait for the pattern to be worked out. Finally, at the end of the session, a clear message was delivered.
I know that this is a great adjustment for Helen today. And we have been able to achieve this level. However, she is not accustomed to this level, and therefore it has required much concentration on her part, and she needs further to practice in the level of this consciousness. Do you understand?
Yes, I think you're recommending that she practice getting into this state of consciousness where she is.
This is a most unusual state, and she is not accustomed to this level. However, she is quite capable and must practice daily, and this is something that she should do every day. And she has knowledge of this level. She just needs to practice. She does not always do this, and this is recommended for her. This must be done on a daily basis. Do you understand? We can achieve much with her assistance. She is capable and must have this discipline, and it is recommended that she do this daily, every day. You must instruct her. She is not accustomed to achieving this level, but now I believe she has knowledge of this and must proceed, because we have much to tell you. I know that it is going to take some discipline on her part, but she is willing to dedicate and must receive confirmation of this. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand you quite well, and we will certainly give her that encouragement and instruction and whatever support we can provide for her.
Very well.
Yeah, we would look forward then to future contacts with you when she has developed greater ease with and comfort with achieving this condition.
Yeah, this is so.
I thank you for your help very much, and look forward.
Good day.
Goodbye. A few weeks later, in our fifth session with HRL, The voice was becoming more articulate, but there was still obviously a struggle. The following exchange took place at the end of that session.
We have spent much time in adjustment, but it is only in adjustment that we might achieve that which is of the highest nature. It is important that in our transmutation that it is established of a highest nature. Do you see?
Yes, I understand. That is our desire also. But it would seem that we are more in need of your help in this process than you are of ours, but we will certainly follow any suggestions you have.
I will work with Helen in the days to follow. She can learn and she can perceive. She is new to this experience, and of course you must be patient with her.
We shall do that.
We shall close for now, if you wish.
Thank you very, very much for appearing, and we will plan to continue attempts for a clear transmission and communication with you in the future. We did not see HRL for almost 6 months after that. During that time interval, she was practicing at home and has told us she was working to release her fears of the energy that kept seeking to express words through her body. In our sixth session with her, the voice came through again. Are you at focus 21, would you say? Is there something you would like to say to me?
We wish to say to you, we are glad to be with you again. And further, we wish to attempt to further develop channel and to proceed with our work, which we have come to do. Now, we have before you limitations among us, and those limitations are controlled by other forces that continually are preparing to stabilize oneself.
Yes, we will be patient here. After a few minutes, the voice became more stable. But more important, this entity began a succinct discourse on the Eastern concept of Tao and its relationship to creation, creativity, and consciousness. HRL, it should be noted, has never studied anything about the Tao. Not only was the channel of communication becoming ever more distinct, but the entity even seemed to show a bemused reaction when I asked for a name to identify it.
How you address is not important to us, but we realize important to you as we have you wish to address us, is that correct?
Yes, only for our own purposes of wanting to reach you again or talking to ourselves about the message that you have brought. It would help us to distinguish the messages that come from what seem to be other entities beyond the physical world.
You sometimes may refer to us as Chang, and although I may not always be with you, which are others who are anxious to present to you. Now, is this acceptable?
Of course, that's perfectly acceptable. It will be useful to us, even though we understand that it has no real relevance in terms of the reality that as you comprehend it. At some time, it may have no relevance for us, but we operate on names, and maybe that's one of our limitations.
We come to you in frequency level, and it's almost important that you receive message. That is all. And I now must request to you to terminate the session so that we may allow channel to return to physical body.
Very good, and thank you very much.
Good day.
Good day to you, Chang. We had a session with HRL the next day, and talking with Chang seemed as natural as talking to an earthly friend, although the subject matter may have been somewhat different. We look forward to increasingly clear communication with this energy source in the future. So, as you've heard, becoming an explorer is not always as simple as it may seem when you hear the audio tapes of an explorer who has practiced on his or her own and in the lab for quite some time. We don't want to discourage anyone out there from attempting it. We just want you to be aware of what can be involved. We also hope that this gives you a better appreciation for all the fine explorers who are so dedicated and give so freely of their time and effort, that we may all have a clearer understanding of humankind and the potential we all have for exploring other forms of reality.